I see.
Welcome to the Cigar City Comedy Podcast.
This is the Cigar City Comedy Podcast.
What's that? Cigar City Comedy Podcast.
How's that for comedy for you guys?
I like that a lot.
Like that?
Is it too much?
I do
though?
Like that. No, it's creative. There was a lot of work that went into that.
Do I need more
Another
fart
90
noises?
Seconds.
Eric, did you make that yourself?
Yeah, I did that myself.
That's awesome.
It took me
I
5
love
minutes.
It.
Dude, you can never have enough fart noises in an intro. So
yeah.
Feel free to just pat it on.
That's our guest, David Weingarten.
Hello.
Of the Frightened Ear podcast and stand-up comedian. Real quick, I want to play for you guys the other podcast intro that we were going to do.
What? Cigar City Comedy Podcast.
I know that guy. This is all. Sorry, that was the fucking John Paul doing the raw audio of him trying to do it.
Oh, that's fucked up. Don't play that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, man.
I'm not. No, I had
it's like taping him in the shower.
I feel stupid now because I fucking had one nicely edited that all his fuck ups were together and
like a blooper reel.
And I
it was worse than that intro that you just played.
Yeah.
Oh well. That's
much
cool.
Worse. Much worse.
Cool.
Now, I'm proud of you guys. You guys have put some work into this, and it sounds really good.
We're not using that because our buddy Lane Smith, who's always also sitting here, he's going to make us a good podcast intro. Right, Lane?
He doesn't look like he's ready to make you a great intro.
He
looks surprised by that.
He doesn't look like someone that would play the ukulele, but that's where you're wrong.
Ukulele. Nikki wasn't even in the intro, Eric.
Nobody was in the intro.
Dude, your hands are...
actually called an ukulele.
No way.
Your hands are so big, though. Doesn't just one hand swallow the ukulele? I mean, are you able to play it? And
he plays it with his face.
Wow.
Huh.
Wow. A man with hands of your size should not be playing the ukulele.
It just doesn't seem proportional.
No. He doesn't get to fight back because he's
ukulele.
In the mic.
Ukulele.
Nikki, you're full of shit. There's no way it's ukulele. Well,
it's pronounced ukulele.
In whose fucking vernacular?
My grandpa. He used to always say ukulele. Yeah.
He may be wrong. I think he's wrong.
Grandpa. But he also called it an opossum.
Cool story, right. Nikki.
So, yeah, your credibility, your grandpa's credibility, gone.
John Paul, I also fucked up the Apple TV. I didn't hook that up.
Right, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, because we're going to need that shit for when you Google things.
Okay.
Yeah, just do it. Okay, so you're going to need to go over there and hit... actually, Lane, could you do it since you're not doing anything? Useless
security,
fuck you.
Please.
Poor Lane.
It's fine.
He's wearing so many hats.
We just
and a bathing suit also, I just noticed.
Wearing a lot of hats, a bathing suit, and
now
and a smile.
Not
if
a
you
smile.
Go on the side,
not a smile.
He looks terrifying is how I feel about him.
All right, so Lane's just turned the TV on. Are we going to watch TV now? Is that what's going on?
It's the TV watching
the TV podcast.
Cool.
Yeah, what's on TV?
That one,
we're watching reruns of the Golden Girls.
That
first
time. This is something that we should have to
watch again
before the podcast starts. Eric.
John Paul,
Herman's
you can
head
shut the fucking
on
retarded. You can shut the dude.
I feel like I'm in like a romper room over here. This is
he fucking does zero.
We need a chaperone.
He shows up five
That's
minutes beforehand and then just boss hogs his way through the fucking podcast. And I'm sitting here slaving over a hot keyboard.
He got here really early to tell you all his ideas, though. All
right, now
there's a bottle of Tums sitting on the refrigerator.
Those are John
Paul's.
I'm gonna need those in a second.
Tums, there you go. Now hit the middle button on the Apple TV, por favor. Nope.
Don't say this through the mic. Nobody cares.
Well, Nikki, what the fuck else am I gonna do?
There might be people at home also experiencing difficulties with Apple TV.
Exactly. All right, so I'm gonna walk everybody through it real quick. Lane, you need to
get your notepad.
The remote. You're just picking up random things.
That's a 2 day supply of Tums for John Paul.
John
That's how many Tums he goes through in a 48-hour period. His insides are just ferocious.
That's just Tum just after Tum after Tum after
acid
Tum.
Acid and red sauce.
After Tum.
Okay, we got it going. Look at that.
All right.
Hot damn.
Can we get started now?
Yes,
you fucking
yes.
Idiot.
John Paul, that we're joined by John Paul, the fat fuck who won't shut the fuck up about stuff. And
what are those braids in the picture there? Is that the actual Cigar City...
No.
Podcast logo?
We're looking at a picture of the morphed logo that we did that John Paul made his face less fat.
And there
Let's
some
look at the
before Jamaican
after.
Braids.
Let's move on.
Like some Jamaican
no,
braids dangling from his beard?
Yeah, he made a quote-unquote funny one. It's supposed to be funny, and then he also took the time to make his face
He gave
less
himself
fat.
Pecs.
It's good. It's a nice touch.
He lowered his nipple size by 60%.
Who would make themselves look a little better?
It's always on the table.
So, Dave, you got the Frightened Deer podcast. It's an MMA podcast.
It is mixed martial arts and comedy, but heavy on the mixed martial arts.
How did those two go?
Because I only have so much comedy.
So if you want to download it and all that shit, how do you do it?
Just
Let's
look
get
for
that out of the way.
The Frightened Ear on iTunes, Stitcher, the podcast registries,
so
or SoundCloud.
Thanks, John Paul, for Googling MMA image search. Now we know what that looks like.
Ooh, there's like a a Zangief type character.
Or
there.
It could also be like boy on boy. That's either thing would.
Everything we Google looks like porn, whether it's MMA or like actual porn.
Is it Dennis Rodman?
Dave, do you actually have any MMA training or anything like that? Or
I did some just like playing around jiu-jitsu, but I never did anything formal. So
I am two guys playing around.
What does that mean?
Just two dudes rolling around.
Yeah, I mean, just like my buddy was
tricking your buddy into coming over. Yeah, and, I mean,
well, little bit of oil.
Not always naked. Not always naked. No, sometimes we had a gi, sometimes no gi, which meant naked. But
usually in a sauna.
Extra oil.
Whatever. I mean, those are the moves. The sauna's a move. So
what do you? Right,
I may have been misled along the way, and it might have been gay sex, not for the sake of jiu-jitsu.
So you went on like YouTube and just learned jiu-jitsu.
No, my buddy was into jiu-jitsu, and he had a set of mats in his place, and so I'd go over there, and he'd show me moves.
Yeah, then, I bet he showed you some moves.
And then we went in the sauna and did another move. But no, it was enlightening, but I realized also it takes a lot of cardio to be a good martial artist, man.
A lot of anal tenacity also.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love these innuendos. These are great. Anyways, so... Mixed martial arts, it's a hobby of mine. Like, you like baseball, you like football, I like mixed martial arts. I'm not the authority on the subject. I'm not going to be able to tell you that I've done that before. But as a fan, I feel like I have a wealth of knowledge, and I enjoy, like, talking about the sport.
You like dudes it's badass, rolling around. Dude.
I love it.
I remember the first time I ever watched it when I was, like, whatever, 10 years old.
Right.
It freaked me the fuck out watching these guys just brawl.
I have some questions.
Back in the day when they used to have, like, 8 fights a night or whatever, what did they used to do?
It was, like, more of a tournament style.
Yeah.
Well, when they first started doing it was, like, no gloves. Like, complete.
Yeah, that's what I want to know is what are the limitations of MMA? Like, can you use your teeth?
Well, it depends on the association.
You have no fingernails.
So it depends on the association, but generally speaking, no gouging, like no gouging in the eye. No.
Is that just eye or no gouging anywhere?
I guess you could gouge if you wanted to gouge ribs? Somebody in the side.
I've got this collarbone.
Is tickling allowed?
I've got this collarbone.
Can you tickle?
Grab you right in the collarbone and just fucking take you down.
Maybe that would work. I haven't seen the rule book in its entirety, but generally speaking, no eye gouging.
No
you
tickling.
Can't do anything to the balls. You can't even tickle the balls.
No tickling.
Can't even tickle the balls. You can tickle anywhere else.
Can you whisper like super gay things and make them want to
yes,
quit?
In fact,
I'm gonna suck your dick. I'm done.
That may not have happened, but there were a couple brothers out of Stockton, right. California,
brothers,
Nate Diaz and Nick
guys?
Diaz. No, white guys.
Oh, okay.
They talk like they're black, but it's Nate Diaz and Nick Diaz. And these guys talk so much shit in the ring. like Nate Diaz will get on top of his opponent and be working on a submission, and he'll start talking shit right there. Just, you ain't shit. You're going to lose. Right in their face.
I love
and
these that. Guys, more flash.
I mean, they don't give a fuck, but you know, they also get in trouble as a result because they never keep their mouth shut.
But doesn't that like waste your breath, waste your cardio, as they say? I mean, that seems like extra energy.
I mean, how are you going to say it, though? Are you going to say it like a panting dog?
Pussy. Well, you just don't say it.
I'm going to kick ass. Yeah.
I mean, they're all looking for an advantage, and they're going to go out and be talking, and like that seems like counterproductive to me.
I don't know. It works for them.
I was into it when Brock Lesnar was becoming big. I thought he was just a fucking Goliath, like unbeatable.
Before he got diverticulitis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that where you get poop inside?
Took me three turns to get that out.
Is that the poop where your colon explodes and you get poop inside your body?
No.
Thank God.
That
sounds terrible.
That's much worse.
I'm pretty sure, John Paul, we're going to need a Google on that.
Is there is a disease?
Good luck Googling diverticulitis.
There's a disease where your colon explodes and there's poop all over your body? Are you kidding
me? Yeah, it happened to Eric's dad.
Oh, my God.
He almost died like at a corn festival.
He spent all day eating corn on the cob.
No,
and then he had his colon.
It happens every year, I bet.
Perforated, God, exploded. What is the word that they use to describe your dad's butthole?
I don't. Wow, let's not talk about that.
He doesn't have a well, everybody has a perforated butthole, but
he has no butthole.
No, his
next back to the other conversation.
Dave, if you think we're not going to talk about poop today, you're very wrong.
You are mistaken. Oh, you are sorely wrong.
I just wanted one day without poop.
No, you didn't.
Well,
you
this is a wrong day.
We're going to talk about assholes here.
Wrong day.
So back to the rules. Yes, you can't do anything with the balls.
Can you poop on somebody?
Can you poop in their mouth?
I don't know about shit. I don't know about excrement. I don't know if there's like a fecal policy.
I feel like you could just slam him in the face with poop and I would surrender.
Like a monkey. Just take a like old school primitive approach.
Or just stick your fingers up your ass, each one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in your ass and then just come at you with your butt fingers.
Poop
fingers.
So, Nikki, I'm worried. If you're an aspiring fighter, I think all your technique is completely off limits.
I just eat chili and I fucking start.
I told Nikki that we're gonna learn jujitsu on YouTube.
Absolutely. Where
we more as a foreplay, but we're going to try.
Yeah. Well, for one thing, jiu-jitsu is the one thing that a we're woman could do and maybe, you know, actually make something happen, defend herself a little bit, and, you know, maybe at least to some sex.
I could prevent you from
Eric, that's so weird on your part, though, because you have to play the creep ball.
Yeah.
She's doing the whole defending herself, but when
that's
doing,
where you're wrong,
you're
John Paul.
The rapist.
I'm learning
I play the
do.
Rapist, and Eric carries home the groceries, and I attack him in the bushes. No, he's wearing a bonnet.
You would be the rapey.
Well, yeah, of course.
You would definitely
would
be the rapey.
I'm the raper.
So that's exactly.
So you're weird now.
I see that.
Or I creep in the bedroom after he's already asleep.
I want to learn jiu-jitsu, too, is what I'm saying.
I've had a few too many with my cop friends.
Eric's a little guy. It would be a very fast.
Are you trying to get into a fight right now? Is that what you're leading into? You're going to try. You're going to challenge me to a fight.
If I was going to have to,
I have some masking tape. I can make a circle.
Ground,
is there a circle like in sumo, or did I make that up?
We could draw like the outline of a body, and we could.
Yeah, they could fight inside of it.
UFC inside that body outline.
I'm not doing. They
have to be a big body.
With John Paul, are you kidding me?
What am I, stupid?
Well, yeah, that's the one thing he could beat me in, but everything else, I got him.
Scared. Whatever it is, I love the competition, and I will move this microphone out of the way if you guys decide you need to go at it right here.
Give me some MMA.
By go at it, I mean
just
have
go MMA style. Fucking give it a minute. Little lightweight gloves. What are the gloves they wear? How many ounces are they?
I believe they're
fucking, they're mittens, actually.
4 or 6 ounces. I think it's 6 ounces.
Let's get some 6 ounce gloves and fucking duke it out.
You got to pay for your own gloves.
I would pay a ticket
I'm not
to
paying
see
for
that.
It.
I win. I'll
be
win.
There.
I win the fight. Drawing John the Paul line. Has to withdraw because he can't afford
the
gloves.
I don't even need the gloves. I'm going to fucking
I have a nice
you.
Pair of leather mittens.
So Brock Lesnar, diverticulitis, out of the game, retired. He did have the UFC heavyweight championship belt at one point, but he didn't have it for very long.
But he was good, though,
but
huh?
He
really
knocked,
good.
He got knocked out, though, didn't he?
By Cain Velasquez.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, no, that's it.
Is he the current? He's the current champ, right?
He's not a man.
No,
Manuel
Tupacao. Yeah, the current champ is Cain.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I knew that.
Yeah,
I knew that. I know very
but
little.
But did Brock Lesnar get knocked out when he was getting sick? Like, did it have anything to do with it?
It may have been. I think that was maybe at the onset of what's going on, but right. I don't think that was directly.
I bet Brock Lesnar had like a really Jewy name, and he's like, "What's a cool name?
Lesnarowitz."
I'm gonna change it to Lesnar
Steinsteinowitz.
His name was probably like
Brock.
Andrew Brachnow. And no, he was like, I'm
going to
change it.
Moisha Brachnow.
Moisha Brachnow.
Nikki, you know he was a professional wrestler before he did UFC, right?
I don't even know who you guys are talking about.
The guy on the top right corner. The guy,
yeah, no, I get
right
it.
There,
he's
that
a
guy.
Wrestler with a,
he has
with a giant poop drawn
the
on the
tattoo.
Middle of the chest. How old is
it's
he?
It's a sword tattooed down his sternum. That's got to feel
you couldn't
pleasant.
Get a better tattoo. That's fucking
it looks
awesome.
Like an ear of corn.
Kind of.
Because that'd be a cool tattoo. An ear of corn.
It looks like an eaten ear of corn.
I bet they're plus or minus, Dave, what do you think? People who have ears of corn tattooed on their body, plus or minus 900.
Ooh, plus. I'm going to have to go under plus. On that one. I'm going to go under.
No, in the whole world?
Corn? Wait, you're saying an ear of corn.
There's a lot
tattooed
of farmers
on their body.
Out
well,
there, dude.
So are we saying like in any capacity, like a little piece of corn in a larger collage?
Not like a kernel, like a whole cob.
And it would be part of something else?
Nope.
Or is it an isolated
I don't care where
corn?
It is. It could be part of a mural. It
you're probably
be...
right. There are some people out there that would be willing
I'm
going to
go over 900.
Yeah, way over 900.
Yeah.
I haven't
no
done a lot of tattoo field research, so I don't know. But I would think there probably are more people that like corn.
Well, if you talk about tattoos, you've got a fucking tattoo.
Flying nutsack.
He's got a tattoo on his back of a guy in a stall taking a shit or something. What was it?
It's a men's restroom.
Exactly.
Sign.
And the guy doesn't
you
want
know?
To talk about poop.
Dave
I do.
Does?
Dave,
no
take
way.
Your shirt off.
You showed us a flying
we're
squirrel.
We're
going to
need you to
your
take your
arm,
shirt off.
Which is
yeah,
awesome.
You, the listener, you
we're
can't see this,
we're
but this
need
is
you
a delight.
Keep your shirt off, my friend.
This shirt removal is not for the listeners. It's for me
it's
only.
It's because it's super wait, hot and we can't
so
afford to turn the
air
down.
Is better than a flying squirrel on your bicep?
John Paul, can you take your shirt off too, please?
I will.
You took it off like
I like
a
what I see.
It's like a crazy back tat, and then in the center is the men's room.
It's a hourglass, and then the sand is dwindling down into the men's restroom.
Well, that. Let's see it. Let me get a look-see.
There's a lot of fluff on that tattoo, though.
I Dave, like you're it. Looking good. You're looking
that's
tan.
Tribal with the men's room.
You look just cool. About just like Eric without a shirt on. Only tanner and a little
no,
better
Dave's
shape.
Dave's
way
a little bit
more
bigger
giant.
Than I am.
little bit bigger than I am.
He probably weighs less, too.
Dave, how tall are you?
5'9". I got him by an inch and a half.
Yeah, right.
How long is your dick?
Probably more weight than one.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Story of my life.
How much do you weigh, Dave?
180.
Whoa, really?
Oh, wow. Eric weighs like 144.
Shut up, Nikki.
Well, that's what happens when you have no muscle. Muscle, you know, you got to pack on 40 pounds.
Eric does two-a-days.
Are you kidding me?
He's a psycho.
Two shits a day?
Eight shits a day, two workouts a day.
Oh, workouts. Okay. All right.
I'll do a push-up contest. You want to do a push-up contest? Pull-up contest? What do you want to do? Let's do it.
Let's do both.
Pull up push up contest?
Yes.
Oh my God, this is the worst.
But not during the podcast.
Oh, okay, no. We'll do it.
Why
after.
Don't you get to your?
If I was a listener, I can't see anything that's going on, so I don't want to hear about our fucking contest. We'll do it later, and I'll slaughter
you. Why don't you get to your list, Eric?
I'm done with all my notes. I ran through them already.
Okay.
Google Dave. Google David Weingarten.
Fuck that.
David,
I tried to funny. Give you guys a plug to tell this fucking story about the gas station because I think you look alike.
Wait, he just plugged me. I need to finish that plug. David, be funny on Twitter, CigarCityComedy.com, and the Frightened Deer podcast. It's a hot new thing. It's supposedly, according to...
Hot.
It's the Jewish hot.
Hot.
All right. Let's see what we got.
So, Nikki, what's your story?
It's your fucking story about how I think you guys look alike.
Oh, she's talking about the gas station story. Dave and I, we actually hang out outside of podcasting and comedy settings.
I think you do it willingly, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Willingly.
Well, we were going to hang out with you two. Jumped off my dad's boat.
That?
Almost got eaten by
John
the motor.
Paul, you were not... You actually were invited, but you...
I did
sleep
do that.
Till 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so you didn't get the text.
You were already
or
in
not.
Bed.
Okay, that's cool.
But we, it was like a Sunday, and it was 11 a.m. So we were like waiting for the beer to be allowed to be sold, and we went to a gas station, and this fucking drunk bitch is in line, and we're standing there with our beer, and she looks over, she's like, "Twins? You guys twins?"
That's the story. Yeah. I thought it was a better story.
There was more to it than that.
She was.
You
really
guys
look
like whoa.
No, but.
She said some other crazy shit, and she might have been fighting with the
Let's
cashier
talk
about
the fact
something.
That Avery was eating chili yesterday, and she put her mouth on one of these microphones, and it was covered in chili snot goo.
You did a good job
which
of cleaning it.
Way to derail my story.
Which microphone was it?
And
guys?
Then Dave and I tag teamed her in the convenience store. The
and then we both got AIDS, and then Nikki got one. AIDS, and then Nikki gave John Paul AIDS.
It wasn't
and
that
then
good
John
of a
Paul
story.
Gave
Everyone
me AIDS.
Has AIDS.
So Nikki, what's this obsession with AIDS? Why is that
it's
the topic?
I just feel...
Don't go there.
It's just not getting talked about anymore.
You think it's just out? Like, it's not a hip topic? It's fallen,
AIDS is cured,
it's fallen out of glory?
Like ever since Magic Johnson got rid of his AIDS...
They cured it, I thought.
He's better now.
Well, he
typical,
doesn't count.
Typical,
he doesn't count.
Typical,
he's got money.
Typical. People are dying of AIDS. Let's get to that. Let's talk
people
about
people in Africa are dying of AIDS. Why?
Nobody cares
why?
About any of them.
Come on.
It's a comedy slash AIDS awareness podcast.
Lane, that's why you don't get a microphone.
We thought this was comedy. You guys suck.
Our bouncer hates us.
Lane, by the way, where is your ukulele?
It's called an ukulele.
Whenever we have an awkward silence, you need.
How
to
How about
just
you go
the
get
ukulele.
The ukulele?
What was so awkward?
The AIDS. That's awkward. The AIDS is awkward. Everything's awkward with you.
The fact that your wife calls it an ukulele is fucking stupid and awkward. I want to see the phonetic bullshit on the screen here. I want to see what that looks like, and I want to see where it's not a long U.
Oh, my God. What the fuck just happened?
We lost a mic. Mic down. Mic down.
All right. You guys keep talking. I got to fix this.
Nikki's taking her every podcast. She takes a shit.
So I like Lane Smith was the search criteria, and up popped just a myriad of different individuals. There's like a mug shot.
I was the coach for the Mighty Ducks. For the
I didn't realize that guy. What team. Was he in? He's in something famous. John
I don't
Paul.
See any of those.
And I wrote a bunch of children's books.
I see the opposing attorney from My Cousin Vinny.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's what it was.
That's me.
Wow, that's him.
You were really good in that movie, and
thank you.
You looked a lot older. I don't know how you reversed the aging process.
Organic food.
Nice.
Yeah.
So blood transfusion.
Yep.
Lane he was the drummer in a band called The Groves, now defunct. So that means we can use all their music without paying them?
Sure, sure. Great. Use it, yeah.
But, yeah.
I'm looking for some music.
He's a badass drummer and musician, but we wouldn't know it because he doesn't bring anything to the
show. He didn't bring his drumsticks. I told you to bring your drumsticks
get
in
some,
here, dude.
Some
can
music.
I have another beer?
You could play on anything. Just play on the fucking treadmill.
Yeah.
All right, so what lately, like, what's been the central theme of the podcast? Like,
you're looking at it, buddy.
What would you
nothing.
Say has your been your – what would you attribute your success to date? Regarding this podcast, it's pretty successful. I'm hearing a lot about it. I want to know what you attribute your success to.
I love this guy. I think it's our dynamic. I think John Paul talking about my wife is pretty funny.
Thank you.
How long is that going to go until we get in a fist fight? How many times are going to call?
Probably
Nikki?
Not very
Shut
long,
up,
I would guess.
Shut up, Nikki. Sorry, I was being really no. Cool. It's all about you, Dave. We're trying to bring the people. Honestly, this is what I see, is that we're just here to give the people of Tampa their comedians and their local entertainers. Like, that's what it's all about.
Cool.
We're only as good as you, Dave.
So you want to know about me. Exactly.
Well, see, Dave has already been on the Cigar City Comedy Podcast. They did the whole interview thing. So, you know.
That is true. It was a sad episode. If you're listening to that, you're crying. Yeah.
But I mean.
It hurts.
He was in the military and all that bullshit. You know, right? You want to talk about that at all?
No.
No.
Oh, you were guys.
No, I didn't. I never got deployed, man. I got hurt.
Oh, you never went anywhere?
I went through training for 2 years, and I hurt my back, and I never got a chance to get deployed or do any active duty. Not any, like, deployments.
Good for you not coming back all fucking weird.
I went to airborne school and did some cool stuff, but never got to be a hero. But I respect those guys wholeheartedly.
How much money do you think they invested in you before you left?
They've invested a lot in me because I get 20% disability because I was medically discharged, so they paid me this residual. I love how this is.
Can you play something sadder while he talks about his discharge?
Lane's playing the ukulele now.
Can I have this music? This music's up for grabs, right?
Correct me every time I say ukulele.
I have no idea where the sound on the ukulele comes out. I'm like trying different spots. The stem.
It was dramatic.
I didn't mean to stop you.
Lane's a drummer / ukulelist / vocalist.
You know that it's impossible to play anything dramatic on a ukulele.
Give us good sound, Nikki.
That's pretty dramatic.
I like that.
No, it's not.
It makes everything I say sound a little bit better.
Let's keep talking.
So, yeah, I get 20% disability, so they've been paying me a lot.
Nice.
Yeah, and I get, you know, VA benefits and stuff. I don't use them because I also have benefits through work.
All right, you cut that shit out. We'll go to Lane when we need a song.
I feel like I should put the thing in the hole of the ukulele.
I thought it was a good idea at first, but then it just
I loved it. It was beautiful.
So is your back fucked up from that? Or
yeah, I had a laminectomy on L4 and L5. I had two herniated discs.
Are we going to need you to take your shirt off again and show us, please?
Yeah, you can see the scar.
But that's
I tried
bad.
To show you, man. You weren't even looking.
He used to actually be 5'11". 6'11". 5'11".
I lost 2 inches in a half.
Yeah, they had to take out...
The vertebrae are about an inch and a half.
They
right?
sliced out a midsection, and then like the top part just fell on the bottom part, and like they came together.
Like yeah. Candy Crush or something?
Exactly.
John Ball, if you want to get back engaged with the podcast, you can Google this CrossFit fail video that I knew everybody
No,
would
enjoy. We said we weren't going to fucking watch
it. I don't care. I wanted John Paul to see. Because we just saw Dave with his shirt off, and it reminded me of CrossFit.
And you were jealous.
Nice.
Well, you know, you don't do CrossFit, do you?
No, I don't. But, I mean, to have that remind you of something good, you know, as opposed to, like, that reminds me of a trash guy that came over the other day without a shirt on.
Inevitable injury.
Dave, I feel like you should make a comment about being fit in your 40s.
Well, I'm not there yet, but thanks for putting me in that category. I still have another few years of sadness before I get even more sad in my 40s. But, the thing is, I've been doing it for so long, it's kind of part of my day. Like, I go to the gym religiously five days a week. Quick cry
after the gym.
Well, nobody sees it. I mean, you're in the shower, so kind of like it's washed off.
A jerk off, then a cry. Cryer, then a jerk off.
Depends on how many people are in the shower area.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
This thing is
a disaster.
Nikki,
get all right,
your
so the problem,
shit together.
The problem, the reason that you, whatever happened with that beer is because of the koozie. You're not using the approved Cigar City Comedy koozie. Therefore, whatever happens, you're on your own.
Check out the Cigar City Comedy koozies.
It is the best koozie I've ever seen. It's fucking a slap wrist koozie.
Now, she's using some bullshit fucking imitation koozie
because
it keeps the drink colder. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Cigar City Comedy is the only koozie. And she's still just defiant using her own koozie.
Can people get the koozies online if they want? I don't even know.
Ah, no.
We really are stupid for
that. We don't have an online market. But if you come to our shows, which is a great alternative to buying them online, we'll have them available for sale. We have squares. We leverage technology, so it's not a huge pain in the ass.
Yeah, just show up, and we'll sell you a koozie. They're slap koozies. They're like those slap bracelets that you had as a kid. Why did those things get outlawed? Does anybody know
Thank you.
The slap koozies?
I don't know.
John Paul?
Kids were just running up to random people and slapping them on.
That's not why. That's not why.
And like some of the,
it was so annoying that they're like, "We got to stop this."
I think
this.
They like they some of them meant like that you were gay and like they'd run around and yeah. slap
if
them on the people that were
on
gay.
Your left arm.
It's like a scarlet letter. You no, couldn't get it so off either.
Or like one meant anal and you went and slapped it on the girl and I was like, "Oh, she does anal.
I can fuck you in the ass now."
Yeah.
Those are bracelets.
Well, no, I think they're better in a koozie form. I think the koozie is the best place for those things.
I still wear them.
Yeah, it was a meeting of technologies that took 20 plus years that we finally brought it together to the pinnacle of.
I want snap clothing.
Booze.
I want clothes that I can just run out of the house like slap scrubs. They just.
That's pretty a good idea.
Hello,
like,
I'm here
like
to
the
work
Iron
on
Man
you.
Suit, when Iron Man walks into his house and the Iron Man suit just goes on him.
No, that's
look
way
good on Tony Stark.
More technical.
I don't think it is. I don't think
she
so.
She just wants like a breakaway
he has
shirt.
Individual
exactly.
Robot parts that fly into each other and like form one suit.
But what if they're
you're
what
talking
if they...
about taking the slap wrist bracelet technology, comparing that to the Iron Man suit? No.
What if the nucleus of those parts were slap components? Like you think it's all sophisticated? It's
are.
Really a slap component.
I think they are slap.
Behind the scenes, just a bunch of koozies, man.
Slap nuclei.
Just a bunch of koozies.
Could be. You're right. They just
painted red and gold.
Nikki, it would have to be all tube tops. You'd have to run through and it'd
yeah,
be a
obviously
tube
I'd have
top
to. I'll be tube tops. Tube arms, tube legs, and then what would they do for the vagina? I'd be like a. I'm picturing.
Don't make people think that you wear something just on your vagina.
All right. So
well,
speaking,
I have to wear
speaking,
something.
Speaking of, all right, whatever.
I can't just cover my tubes.
You've been off all week, haven't you?
No, this is my first day off.
First day off. So how does your first day off feel, and how do you feel about the week to come? It's a big. You haven't had a week off in a long time.
It's
That's
pretty.
What you told
it's
me.
Pretty liberating. Planning on getting real fucked up.
Real fucked up. Okay.
Sure. Goal I got number nowhere one. To be for several days.
No, we have a flight to catch on Sunday. Don't.
We have a birthday party.
And a birthday
whose
party
birthday
tomorrow.
Is it? We have a birthday party tomorrow. Our daughters.
Our daughter's birthday party is tomorrow. So
it's a rave, a baby rave.
Show.
Dave, I invited you. You said something real rude. Said you probably wouldn't want to go.
That's just implied. But no, like I'm curious. I'm curious with your daughter. Like, are you? I don't have any kids, so I don't sometimes get it.
We're
but
pretty close.
Do you get fucked up, and then you're worried about like your daughter judging you? Like,
not at all.
Not at all.
I smoked.
No.
I would be so worried about my kid judging me.
Eric smoked a cigarette in front of her,
and she didn't judge
you. She
was
inside.
There was no judgment.
I was
I don't know.
Smoke in her face.
But the kid's got to be judging you. That's the way yeah. I'd always look at it. Like, look, they're just
she's so funny
judging my parenting. This is going to be come up in therapy at some point.
Not yet.
Always.
They don't remember anything before 5. You can do whatever the fuck you want to.
That's
them.
Good research. Look
at
you.
That's not
finding
what
a loophole in the parenting.
No, Dexter was in that pool of blood when he was like 2 years old, and look what happened to him.
That's a good point.
Fucking horrible finale.
He saved a lot of people from a lot of murderers, though.
I like how you popped up with an empty silhouette. When they researched your name, Eric Redinger, a Down syndrome guy with a hat popped up.
Look at the third
and then,
image
really,
for Eric
and then an
Redinger.
Empty silhouette.
And then Eric and John Paul because they're married common law. That's the second picture.
You're the first one, though. Look.
And
so
John
lucky.
Jacobs. A tiny picture of John Jacobs.
Like, that's so weird.
Look at all the John Jacobs there is.
Nikki, would you have been upset if our Google image would have popped up before yours?
The only reason mine's on there is because it's his profile.
That's so
he wants
funny.
Everyone to know he has a mom wife.
Can you click on the guy with Down syndrome?
Yeah, let's see who that is.
I put the computer down because I
let's see what the other Eric is up
that
to.
That looks like Eric with Down syndrome. It's pretty accurate,
that's
if you
right.
ask me.
Look
hat,
side
glasses.
Spot on.
Collared shirt.
I guess the pictures do look like we're trying to compare the two. Well, while I'm thinking of it, we're trying to sell our dog.
Whoa, hang on. Sell the dog.
We're reverse selling the dog. He sucks. He poops in the house, and he chews up your stuff.
And he can be yours and $500 if he'll just fucking
we
take
are
it.
Wow. Giving away $500 and a dog.
I'd like to
as
up
long
the
as you don't kill him.
I'd like to up the ante to $650. He's been on the market for $500 for about 4 weeks now.
Wait,
no
so,
takers.
But so this is a shitty dog.
He's mm-hmm. awful.
It's a dog that you clearly don't like. You're going to pawn it off on somebody else? Why would anybody want that dog? Unless they're Asian and they ran out of food and you know they want to use him for another purpose.
That's in
he's
the contract.
Like, he's not big. Oh. He's like only big enough for like one meal.
So you, like, so. You can make a doggy taco.
Nikki, your
you won't allow the buyer to subject them to any sort of delicatessen.
Cruelties.
Okay.
Your tactic is all wrong. You need to go out of being like, hey, we have a dog. Our kid's allergic to our dog. You need to go
he's
out of like
allergic to the what? Piss.
I like that. Disguise the problem.
$500. Don't just say you got a menace of a dog that we're trying to fucking.
We're
give
giving
away
$500. They're gonna know
and
day
you get a dog.
One how shitty he is. So why not just explain the situation and be upfront and honest about it? Give him $500 And then make sure the dog
I can
doesn't
find someone
die
that will like
2 weeks.
Wait, no, you should advertise it. You should Craig's advertise life. It as $500, and with fine print it says shitty dog.
Yeah, you got to take the dog too.
$500 with the $500 comes shitty dog.
I'm convinced I can find someone on Craigslist. I can find someone on Craigslist that will pay me $500 to like sing happy birthday to them while they
I mean,
jerk off.
It's,
like
I'm just saying,
you can find anything
just,
on Craigslist.
It's unselling. It's like me trying to sell my car and being like, hey. There's a shitload of French fries that fell inside the emergency brake, you know, and telling people how fucked up it is. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I don't want it, but you should want it.
Yeah. I don't think it's the same.
It sucks, but you should love it.
Eric, I think I'm going to have to fuck some people to get rid of this dog. Don't, I'm going to go on Craigslist. I'm going to be like.
Look, you got three hands.
I'll be like, hot chick,
up.
Looking okay, to fuck. We'll also, you it. Have to take my dog.
Somebody say free dog?
And $500?
No. It's this pussy or $500.
Oh, wow, well, you don't get both.
No.
Well, if the Eric, if the either jumped, or doesn't work, you may have to do both.
She jumped to that conclusion.
Fuck the dog.
Quick.
I might just pay someone $500
Nikki,
to come over and fuck
you're
me.
You're pretty slutty because you just like didn't give
the
any
dog
other
is optional.
Option. No other option of thought. Just that one came out.
That's it. That's all I got
you
to
could,
offer.
You could just give the dog away.
I could
that.
Do like a root canal on somebody and be
give
like,
give
him
a dozen cookies.
My dog.
Give him a fucking massage on the back
Eric
only.
And the weenie. Come up with
something other than fucking them would be nice.
The dog could always escape. By you pushing it through
she
the front
does.
Door.
Yeah, Nikki's mom definitely
Nikki
listens
just
to
likes that.
Hi, Mom.
Nikki likes to add the sex factor to the show.
It's
not
just
that her,
part of
not
life.
That her
so
voice...
are the farts. It's not like a thing I do. It's just life.
What yeah. is that tiny backpack over there by the hand weight that probably doesn't get much use?
John, that's a human head.
It was such
there.
An expensive
that's,
fucking hand
that's
weight.
John Paul's purse.
That's his,
that's our
that's his overnight bag.
It's like it's too small to be a backpack, but it's too big to be... Like
lunchbox.
A fanny pack.
I feel
or
like
a purse.
John Paul's overnight bag is a huge bag.
It's why?
A lot of
why
hair,
would you
lot
not?
Of hair product.
Why would you buy a tiny bag?
I don't have hair
a
products.
A bathing suit. A change of bathing suit. He doesn't need underwear because all he wears is bathing suits.
Sometimes you need to bring a pillow and put it in your bag.
Why have two things that smell? It's like why wear underwear and shorts.
It's true.
You
don't
absolutely
you just feel that
hair
much
products
closer to all the other weenies in the world?
Oh, yeah.
Your hair doesn't get that greasy just naturally. Admit it.
Yeah, it does.
Do it right now.
How long, how many, if you could age test the grease in my hair, it would be at least a week old.
But yeah.
You only wash your hair once a week?
This is a bad week, but yes.
All right, so did you guys see...
it's been
a bad month
2 weeks this week.
Did you guys see the Montel Williams is trying to be serious now on the VA thing? Did you see that?
On the the Veterans Affairs
yeah.
situation?
Montel,
oh, for weed?
Google it.
No. For the veterans scandal that's going on where they let the veterans sit forever and didn't get care, Montel Williams is now like, he's leveraging the fact that he's a veteran and people know his name. He's going crazy with these pushes to get... I agree wholeheartedly, but it's funny to see Montel in a position where I don't like just want to make fun of him. You know?
Yeah, really. Doesn't he have MS too?
I always want to make fun of him because when I see him on TV, it's always some ludicrous topic on a show. But... now I want to back him, and it's hard because I've always made fun of Montel my whole life.
My whole
you guys
life.
Explain
I get confused.
This vet thing.
I get
me?
Confused with him and Montel Jordan.
I feel like I've heard this discussion already, and I've agreed. I've been like, yeah, it's fucked up. This whole vet. What are they doing to the vets?
I don't want to bring the mood down, but essentially, they're Arizona is kind of the focal point. But VA hospitals were mistreating veterans and ignoring them and doing other things to gain bonuses. Because it was based on their latency between care and some other things.
And it was taking,
explain
oh,
to
okay,
him
I
what
did
latency
it,
means.
And they were, it was taking
time
too long to get their treatment and stuff like that.
They weren't getting treated. They were being ignored. They were being kind of like swept under the rug. And so when it came to light, the person the secretary of whatever this is, I forget his title, he just resigned. Whoever's in charge of Veterans Affairs. A lot of heads are rolling. There's a huge investigation. And it's a terrible issue. But... I love the fact that Montel's speaking out, but it's still Montel.
Why
and every time I look at him, I just want to make fun of Montel, but I can't because he touches my heart. And
I
this
think,
message,
I think,
he touches my
I
heart.
I think it's really great that he's been talking about it, but I also feel like it's because he knows he's like approaching the age where his family's going to shove him in a dirty old nursing home and he wants to be protected.
He's delaying
what are
the inevitable.
About? Montel Williams looks great.
He's delaying the inevitable. You're right.
Look how good he looks.
Montel is the Black Oprah.
His estranged daughter.
No.
She's going to put him in a home.
Tyler Perry's a Black Oprah.
Oh.
He's like, but I'm fine. I live in a mansion in
everybody
L.A.
Knows that.
They're dragging him off the nursing home.
And I still have two earrings.
Look at this.
I still have two hoop earrings. What are you talking about? I'm fine.
Did you ever have issues with the VA? Like, I mean, you go there, right?
No, like I said, as long as I have coverage through work, I won't use my VA benefits. But yeah, for a while after I got back, I use the benefit.
So let's say you get fired after they hear this podcast. Then
yeah,
what?
That wouldn't be cool, but yeah, I could lean on my VA benefits.
Okay. Lean on me
when you're not strong.
Well, while I'm thinking of it, John Paul wanted to ask Nikki a thing about Avery's birthday party tomorrow. He had a guest he wanted to bring, and
are you going to bring a sex guest?
John Paul.
Oh, to the rave.
Do you want to bring your mom? Party. You can bring your mom.
No, it's not his mom.
You can bring your mom.
I wasn't going to bring her if Nikki said didn't think it was okay.
Well, we wanted to ask you permission.
Was she a tweaker? A twerker? A midnight smoker?
She probably twerks.
Is it your mom?
She's a stripper.
Is it Dennis?
She could have fun, I think.
Is she going to perform at the party?
Yes. If you want her to, we could have her perform.
Nobody.
Show.
Are we
nobody
talking serious that. Right now? Is it really like...
No, I don't know why Eric would say that. It's not even me. I don't want to bring her. My buddy wants to bring her, and she might have a friend. So technically,
please,
I'm not bringing a stripper.
Yeah, but you
Juan
are,
Paulo,
though.
Please, can you bring her? Can you
strippers
bring
love
her?
Kids.
This
why
is
wouldn't you have strippers at the birthday party?
So, John Paul...
Because it's a kid's
yeah,
birthday
they all
party.
Have kids. They've experienced it with that.
The theme of the party is audience. Rave. So, I think it's fine. I think it's totally appropriate. Tell them to wear raver gear. Take that's... a couple mollies.
Yeah. Glow sticks will be available
sticks.
At the door.
We have those in the other room. Did I show you? Yeah.
Pacifiers. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. Good.
We've gotten rid of all the pacifiers.
No, this is when the Daily Show was in town for something. What were they in? I guess the Republican National Convention, probably. But they did a thing. Jason Jones, I think, did a thing where he was getting a lap dance from a stripper. And it was this stripper. John Paul met that stripper.
Met her at the Ale House when I was
yes.
having nachos.
Nice.
She's really smart.
Can you scroll down? This is
I wanted to show
important
you this, Nikki. Okay, so this is a thing I heard about. It's tooth tattoos.
Do you do that, Nikki?
I just need to go a little further on this.
How could you tattoo? Oh, look at that, a Raiders?
Is that considered cosmetic dentistry?
No, it's that's just cool. A cool lab that knows how to fucking etch shit in teeth.
Homer
it's
Simpson,
cool.
That's new.
They're not like on your actual tooth. Those are made by a laboratory. And then they glue them over your tooth.
Dental
but that's cool.
That's current. Both those things are very current. The Raiders and Bart Simpson.
Kiss.
And Kiss.
Harley Davidson.
Harley.
Look how shitty that is.
Looks like
oh, yeah.
Paint.
Rolling
looks
Stone.
Like
it was a mouth. I thought Kiss. How much I know about rock and roll.
How much could you charge for that,
Nikki? What kind of paint
I could probably charge an extra $300 for a crown if I included some kind of memorabilia.
Look how shitty the Harley Davidson one looks.
How many Oriental
God, that looks shitty.
How many Oriental ladies would you have to hire to put that on the tooth right there?
Maybe one. One
probably
and a half.
Just one.
One part-time.
Could you paint that? Could
you
just paint
an Oriental lady could.
You're the Harley Davidson?
John Paul said
Harley,
Oriental,
you're the
Harley
Davidson? That's their trade, dude. Oh, you want the Rolling Stone? Rolling Stone?
Is that Oriental right now?
But seriously, John Paul, what kind of Chinese are you talking about? You're talking about Korean?
I said Oriental, didn't I?
I clearly stated Oriental.
I was talking about the Oriental version of Chinese.
So
come get butt plug.
So right now I've got I've got Nikki and I's Amazon order history. I want to show everybody.
Ooh, delivered in more ways than one.
Number one on there is a
delivered
360-degree swing.
There's the sushi rice I bought.
Swing.
I like how it says next to it, buy it again.
Buy it again.
Do you want another one?
Did you have so much fun that you want to buy another?
Did it break with the first fucking?
How much
is there
cost?
Too much cum for you to use it again?
Is it too sticky? Can you not even get in it?
Is it still shoved up her ass?
That's a bachelorette gift that I had to buy because you have
still
to do that
picture there?
When you grow up. Yeah, there's a picture.
Yeah, that's what
and now every time Kathy, Eric's mom, logs in, it says, more recommendations for you.
Adam and Eve.
We have butt plugs. We have fucking butt ticklers.
Vivid presents.
We have handcuffs. We have porn. We have lube.
Well, all these bachelorette parties, like they want to do sex
presents.
Stuff. That'll never be used. And we've got all this shit that
never
Nikki
be.
Had to order for... Oh, that's baby stuff.
baby I like stuff. How it transitions from
look,
sex swing to baby
I'm not
going to
go all the
swing.
Way.
But no, let's read down the list. It's sex swing, sushi rice, sushi nori, a baby thing, a fuck another baby thing, sunglasses, fake microphones for
no,
the baby's
nobody
party.
No, nobody gives a shit about this. Who cares?
Baby,
an easel.
Baby,
I
want to
talk
baby.
About
crayons.
Bachelor parties where you guys, baby. All you do is buy sex stuff. How does it? I want to know when you're handing out the gifts. Do they open them up?
It's not like a white elephant. It's not like I'm gonna trade you my butt plug.
There might be something called the white elephant. Actually,
for
black
your
elephant.
White
the black
elephant
would be better.
Yeah. I'll take the black
no,
elephant.
White elephant, not good enough. Four white elephants stacked together.
Post childbirth size. I'll take that one, please.
Which
They do it. They do it. Yeah, they give you fucking dirty gifts.
I know, but is it all...
It's kind of a stupid process, I think.
It's mostly dildos, handcuffs, butt plugs.
Like, how many dildos do you get at
one
of these?
Okay, it's all for jokes, right? But what the fuck do you do with it after the
party?
I'm
hoping you shove them in your butt and your vagina.
Exactly. So it's not a joke.
Wait, here's the deal. Who fucking needs more than one dildo? Like, really, do you need...
What married lady uses a dildo?
Well, it's the same reason you need more than one plate.
No, listen.
In case you have guests over.
There's a simple rinse of the dildo and it's good as new. Why the fuck would you need multiple dildos?
All of mine are dishwasher safe.
Not a simple rinse. Come on.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm not a dildo aficionado.
I am.
Okay, so is it a simple rinse?
I've never washed a dildo. Okay. I have no memories in my life of washing a dildo. You just leave them dirty. It's like a cast iron skillet. They just keep getting better.
So does the dog always come over there and like sniff that drawer?
Probably.
He goes straight for her crotch.
What?
I mean, yeah.
Like that visual.
You probably would want to wash it.
Yeah, you want to at least like dangle it under the faucet for a second.
Maybe I don't own a single dildo.
Or like swipe it across the bed sheets or something.
You can literally search my whole house and the grossest thing you'll find is some lube I bought. Because after I had the baby, my friend's like, just make sure you use a lot of fucking lube.
We didn't need an explanation of why you got the lube.
I don't need lube.
You could have been like, I just got some lube.
It's the worst.
I don't need it. We've never used it.
Hey,
ever,
is that the armless
cheerleader?
It's an armless bodybuilder.
Yes. I'm so glad you brought this up. I saw that earlier. I have to say, I thought maybe somebody had like erased her arms in a Photoshop fiasco.
It all looks Photoshopped.
But yeah, she looks so Photoshopped. But God bless her, except in that picture in the middle up top that says Barbie. I'm a little curious about that one.
That's her name, Barbie Thomas. That's
great.
Because you didn't know that they're making a Barbie? They're going to save so much on plastic, they're just going to rip the fucking arms off.
She's got kind of a lesbo look to her, huh?
She's probably a lesbian, but what are you going to do with a lesbian? No arms. No dick, no arms. No fingers.
She's a
fucking... You got to toe the girl.
She looks like a mic stand.
If you don't have any... Put it in her mouth.
Exactly.
Is it better to be a lesbian if you have no arms?
How do you get your shirt on?
You could do like a nub. I wonder if you could do the like, there's a sex move called the nub.
That's what the slap koozie fucking outfits
Nikki,
are for.
You're really making fun of this lady, Nikki. She would kick
How
your
does she get her
ass.
Fucking shirt on?
That lady right there would whoop your
she
ass.
She could literally only kick my did. Ass because she has
will
no
kick
arms.
Your ass with her pussy lips. Look at them dangling right there. They're fucking huge.
That's her outfit.
You think she does in a fight? She'll just do hurricane kick after hurricane kick after hurricane
Again.
Kick
oh, yeah.
after hurricane
oh, dude.
Kick.
What else can she do?
Just like a helicopter.
No
you better bet.
Like an inverted helicopter.
Bet.
I had a patient. I had a patient who had no arms. And she had the cleanest fucking teeth I've ever seen.
Because you can't eat anything.
She brushes her teeth with her feet.
Oh, damn it.
Whoa, really?
Now I got that fucking visual in my head.
Yeah.
Does she do everything
she
with her
do?
Feet?
What do you expect?
I guess so. She
I would
had
like
painted
mount,
toenails.
I would mount my toothbrush on like a spot on the wall. Yeah. And just like
she had to sign her credit card receipt and everything with her fucking feet.
No, she didn't.
She
You're
was born
shit.
Without feet, without
legs. What
do
you legs. Think? That's what you got
to
do.
Without arms, I mean.
What if she was so insistent to take it to the next level, she'd like try to do like...
With her pussy?
Yeah, she'd try to do high fives and like pounds with the feet. And you'd have to decide whether you're cool with that or you have to be like, you know what, I'm not into the foot
just doesn't let it go.
But she's insisting. You're like, are you not cool because I have a disability? And then you have to deal with
she's
that.
She's like cutting the turkey at Thanksgiving with her foot.
And you're like, listen, I would rather if your foot were near the turkey. He's like, what, you hate people without arms? And then you have to go through that.
She's got the electric, you know, fucking cutter with her foot.
Or maybe her toenails are just so sharp she's doing it with the toenails. Maybe she expects you to be cool with that. So I don't know.
She'd have no way to sharpen her toenails.
You never know with these armless people. They're capable of anything.
They got all kinds of holes to stick things into to make
things compensate
happen.
For a lot of shit.
It's like the Jetsons.
It's weird that her little shirt there is like a tank top. It's got armholes.
It's funny, yeah.
She's got a sexy tattoo above her vagina.
I don't think they make specifically
made. Can we turn this off?
This bitch's tricep definition sucks.
Rob,
what?
Wait, look at how they have all this chick, and then at the very right,
and this poor girl.
What's going on over
this
there?
This poor pasty white woman trying to work out
with no arms.
Barbie, and then what the fuck is this?
Old pasty lady with no arms
and knee pads
to the chest.
Nikki, how did your patient even get to the office?
She probably drove with her mouth. I don't know.
Mouth driver.
It was when I was filling in for Jen Marino when she was on maternity leave.
Why are you throwing out names?
Read
Jen Marino's a dentist.
Fucking notes, Eric. God damn.
What else do you think Armless Bodybuilder came from? You think I just pulled that out of my ass?
Yeah. What else is going on in your world? Let's hear it.
Ooh, it
what
looks like her stump. It looks like her stump is like a robotic stump in that one picture with the red shirt on.
Looks like
a lot of membranes in there.
I think it's a shark tattoo.
Fine. We'll move on from Armless Bodybuilder, which I think is fucking intriguing.
What kind of tattoo would you get, Dave, if you were the armless lady?
If I was armless?
Mm. The armless bodybuilding lady.
I'll let Dave.
And you did MMA, which isn't really so mixed after all if you have no arms.
Just helicopter kick after helicopter kick after hurricane kick after hurricane kick.
It's called uniform martial arts.
It would definitely be like a tree with some deep roots, but no branches yet.
Dead tree
yet
stump.
Deep
forever.
Roots. It'll fucking be rooted and strong, but no branches yet. Not yet. For some reason, they haven't grown yet. They're maybe coming.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll just see how this goes.
You get a butthole, like if because those
you can put a butthole in the tree
when those nubs are chopped down, they look like buttholes.
I'd get a lizard with its tail ripped off. Maybe it'll grow back. I don't know.
Keep the hope alive. Stem cell research.
Lane's been waiting for me to pull up Armless Bodybuilder so he could bust out his Armless Bodybuilder.
I like that.
No, you remember?
Like a sniper.
Here's the thing I learned today. Steve from Blue's Clues, that fucking guy from the 1990s.
No, I don't know who that is.
Remember the guy that they all said that he killed himself or he like overdosed on heroin? No? Nobody knows who the fuck I'm talking about? We'll move.
Blue's Clues is what, ages 4 to 7? Is that what Blue's Clues is?
Don't act like you don't know.
I think I can put a face to that.
Because it's on the fucking screen. That.
I heard Bill Nye the Science Guy got
murdered.
Yeah,
what about him?
No, he's alive.
He's alive. It turned out he's alive.
I completely made that rumor up. That's a real rumor.
Did hear that years ago.
Wait. Oh, you were just telling me that?
I just was like, what's the weirdest way for Bill Nye the Science Guy to die? Probably he would have gotten murdered, and I just said it. But that's a real rumor.
I heard that years ago.
All right. I believe it.
He's alive. Well, Bill Nye's he's dead. No?
I should have gone with Bill Nye died during autoerotic asphyxiation. That would have been
science guy hoaxes.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Like, who should we have a hoax for? Well, Tom Cruise has been done. How about Bill Nye, the science guy?
The girl from Full House. Wait, that's been done too.
Done a million times.
Which one?
Not Jesse, but Jody's his girlfriend.
Deej?
DJ.
Deej. No, it's just Deej.
Deej.
I got a
no,
Deej
DJ
the
was the daughter. It was the friend. Kimmy Gibbler.
God, that was an obnoxious, annoying character. If you did not hate Kimmy Gibbler, something was wrong with you.
That was 90s casting.
John Paul still jerks off to Kimmy Gibbler.
Yeah, right.
We gotta find you a new villain, man.
All day. Olsen so? All day. Is he sleeping over there? I can't see his face.
He just keeps moving the microphone with his mouth.
Oh, no, I'm gonna move it so I can say something. No, I'm not gonna say anything.
I'm not happy.
Why?
What's the matter?
What's your problem?
Because I'm just not happy.
Every fucking time we do this,
you
get something up
his ass. You didn't story about the Blue's Clues guy, and I wanted to hear the fucking story.
I thought that everybody knew that Steve from Blue's Clues killed himself, and it turns out he's still alive.
What the fuck is Blue's Clues?
You guys are motherfuckers. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Why don't you play a little
forget it.
Ukulele obituary for Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Dave, we were talking about the freebies. If you you have a girlfriend, Jill.
I do.
Do you guys have a freebie?
Shout out to Jill.
Do you have a freebie fuck if you meet somebody famous?
Well, it's not written in stone. So
you need to do that.
She's not technically famous.
It wouldn't hold up in court, but
she's this girl from my work.
Why would it go to court?
Well, you never know. Like if Jessica Biel showed up at my door, and that would be the one I would ask. That'd be the exception I'd ask for. If she showed up my door,
JBL.
One, Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. I think I'd go with Scarlett Johansson.
Nah. She's very attractive,
she's
but there's something
titty.
About Jessica Biel.
It's her ass.
Is it the seventh heaven?
No, it was Summer Catch with Freddie Prinze Jr. She had a wet white shirt in that movie, and
I think I would go I would go Girl from Wild Things, but in the 90s.
Denise Richards.
But not her now because she looks old.
Yeah, she's past her prime.
Then. I would go her then.
Horrible actress. What are you talking about?
I don't want her for the actressing.
No, that counts. That's a part of it.
What do you want her for, Nikki?
She just likes
it because
Charlie Sheen
man.
Was up in that. She really has a crush on Charlie Sheen.
I have a thing for
Nikki's definitely a Charlie
Sheen and
girl.
His wooden teeth.
She just likes recklessness.
Now, was that true? Charlie Sheen. Have you heard that story?
What?
He actually has gold teeth under his white veneers.
You're thinking of Gary Busey. You already told me the story, but the story was Gary Busey.
Busey looks like he's got some fucking weird teeth stories.
It could be true. There was a stripper that left his house.
Gary Busey, his teeth, none of those are teeth. They're like this horrible, horrible mishmash of like metal and ceramic.
It's like a bad toupee, but teeth.
Oh, look at that shit.
Ooh, that is
There's
bad.
Charlie Sheen with his
There's
teeth.
There's Charlie Sheen with the
Nikki, he looks like your dad.
Looks like I've said vampire. That before that he
what
looks
about
like
the
Dennis.
Other one, Eric? There's another one up there.
Which one?
Look, Nikki, I told you he's got gold teeth under his regular teeth.
He's got
teeth.
One gold tooth. Whoa.
No,
he doesn't have
one,
a.
That's the one I want to
no
see.
No one is like born
this
with
one?
Gold teeth under their teeth.
Oh, the one you just clipped on.
No, you would not
he
be
has
born.
Like some kind of post in his tooth or an implant or some shit. It's fine. He's fine. Those, most of those there. Teeth are his teeth. Gary Busey has this. That looks just like my dad. Go back to.
This one?
One more.
That's Remember, nobody, Dennis Morganti. Nobody that's listening to this can see any of this.
Yeah, we
stuff.
Need to move on from
Charlie. That's why
Sheen
Eric's
picture.
So good at doing.
John Paul, things. I'm going to punch you in your fucking balls.
I love to stir the pot, my
God
friend.
God damn it. You're a fucking asshole. You don't do anything but sit over there and
breathe I'm take
in
my third
PP
since the podcast
gravity.
Started.
Nikki, don't lie, shit.
I have this shit.
Nikki's just checking out right when I want to know who her number one fuck is.
So let's talk sports.
Oh, yeah, you want to talk sports?
I want to talk NBA playoffs.
No, fuck that. I want to talk Cleveland Browns.
Oh,
and their
I
draft. Want to
talk that too, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Dave is a Cleveland Browns fan for whatever stupid reason.
Basically, I cry a lot. Wow. I have for a while. And, you know, I like the fact that we've got some momentum. We don't know if that momentum is legit.
Momentum in which way?
I'm on your bandwagon.
Momentum meaning like we've got some seeds. We planted some seeds. Those seeds could be like fucking kind bud seeds. Or they could be some reg bullshit
seeds. Swag.
Yeah. Exactly. It's probably the swag. That's our history dictates that it would be the swag. But we always have this hidden optimism where we're like, maybe this is the time. Maybe 14 years in a row, this is the right time.
It's weird. I feel like you guys all like think that you're still the same franchise that moved away and that you're not an expansion franchise. And
well, just imagine this. Just the Ravens won a Super Bowl right after they left Cleveland, right?
Right.
So just imagine like you date a girl for a while and she like doesn't try, you know, she's not, doesn't fucking put out or whatever. So you get rid of her, but you don't get rid of her. Somebody fucking snatches her in the middle of the night out from under your, while she's in bed with you and you guys are cuddling, they snatch her away and then she goes and fucking hits the lottery and shares it with some other dude. That's the way the Browns fans feel.
Yeah.
She was snatched out of bed. We were cuddling. We were fucking cuddling.
I don't understand why you're still trying to hold on to this cuddle. Let it go. You've been living in Tampa for how long?
I'm a Browns fan. And my I was born in Columbus. I lived in Cleveland for 10 years. So the aggregate of my life, a good portion of it is in
small,
Ohio.
Small portion of it.
Yeah.
You're in Tampa now.
My dad was a Browns fan. I inherited the fanhood. I think I can stay claim to the Browns. And why would you not? Why would you want to be with the Browns anyways? It's a lost cause.
Exactly. What are you doing? I'm saying jump off the bandwagon.
I'm not going to do it. They need me. It's like, dude, you buy. I had a bird as a kid, and the bird was epileptic. It used to have seizures in its cage, right? So when we heard a seizure, we just put the cover over it. It would stop. But it was still epileptic. So I could have easily been like, you know what? Fuck this bird. I don't want to deal with an epileptic bird. We'll just let it out into the wild and fend for itself and whatever happens. I kept the bird. I nurtured the bird. And the bird gave me a lot of joy.
And it died 2 weeks later.
It died early.
Yeah.
But it gave me a lot of joy.
You got a Heisman Trophy winner.
Someday the Browns are going to be that bird. I mean, seizures and all.
I feel bad for you, man.
Yeah.
It's just.
I know. It's sad. There's a lot of
crying. You should be you should really just have hope, you know.
No hope, but I'm
John Paul
trying.
Doesn't know shit about football. I bet Nikki knows more than he does. John Paul, who's the all right,
Nikki's on the phone. We've lost a member.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
She's not even the mic
doing?
Has been passed.
Checking voicemails and
play
shit.
Play the drums on her head.
Nikki, all right. So who's the receiver who just got banned from the Cleveland Browns?
I don't know, fucking Ocho Cinco?
No, god damn it.
I'm kidding.
Uh-huh.
Do you actually know?
No, I don't know.
All right, well, fuck.
Did he actually get banned? Is it still pending?
He's gonna lose. I mean, he's definitely going to be suspended for at least.
Let's not say definitely, because
no, definitely
there could be a wrinkle in the system somewhere.
No, he's going. That could. Josh Gordon's a beast, though. I mean, I wish he was still around.
I'm gonna miss you, buddy.
Johnny Millions, I feel bad for you. You got to root for that fucking guy.
What about Glazier? Little shout out to Glazier. Rest in peace,
Malcolm.
Yeah,
from the soccer world, ventured in football.
Hey, Man. Moment of silence.
He was a moment of ukulele, maybe. You know, hold on a second.
No, he was a horrible owner.
No, he was terrible. He just looked weird.
I don't think he was. Why does everybody say he's a horrible owner?
Because he didn't give us enough money.
The guy, he won a Super Bowl.
How old is this man?
We paid for our stadium. That's why he's
I think he was in his
80s.
That's pretty fucking old.
He looked like a troll.
I just gave him a shot at tequila.
God put him out of his misery. He looked like a fucking troll.
Nikki, open your mouth.
No, I'm not doing it.
I've got
Eric,
a squirt gun of tequila.
I swear to fucking
God,
I will leave.
I forgot about it. There's tequila
in
my squirt gun.
Old tequila. Thanks.
How dare you squirt weak old tequila?
Microphone all wet.
It was worth it, though, huh?
Don't worry. I'll have to pay for it.
Is that for my Malcolm Glazier comment?
It's because you're being fucking shitty right now.
If you get that in someone's eye, it's really going to fucking burn. All
right, God,
you put lime juice in it?
Another
is there salt on the rim of that?
I got it on my leg.
What are we, 7 for 7 on Crash and Burns, John Paul? You fucking... Go get it. John Paul, will you go get the free DVD bag?
No, I hate that idea.
I don't care. I want to get rid of these DVDs.
Wait, yeah. I'm going to take them
and I'm going to pawn them and I'm going to put them in our bank
account. Fucking Weingarten's been looking for it.
He wants the DVD. Go get it.
He just mentioned it. You can't not... You got to give me something.
Him and Jill don't even have plans tonight. The plan is to watch the whatever fucking shitty DVD.
She said that. She's like, whatever parting gift they give you, that's going to be our evening. So if you give me nothing, our evening is nothing.
All right. I
need a DVD.
Now is as good a time as I need to tell you that I got you another watch.
Dave's got 5 watches on.
Jill doesn't have this watch.
Are you, John Paul, you're not going
to give
his DVD
Jill.
Bag?
Get him the DVD!
It's an ass magnet.
God, what his fucking problem, man. Throwing a fit. Now he's flinging his hair all around. Like he's fucking
I'm
going to
choke on your hair grease. He's so mad.
Well, Dave, do you have a website?
I do. DavidBeFunny.com, which is the truth.
All right.
DavidBeFunny.com.
Now say ho, ho.
At DavidBeFunny on Twitter, Facebook, DavidBeFunny. CigarCityComedy.com. See all of us. All of us talented individuals.
All of us.
Excluding the subjective.
Don't look in the bag before you put your hand in it.
Nikki might be up there in some, like, indirect way.
Nikki's on there for some stuff. No, you're in some videos. All right, Dave. Reach in that dirty bag and fucking pull out a DVD.
Don't look. No looking. You have to get a shitty movie you don't want.
Oh, perfect. Boondock Saints. The unrated special edition, which... I will watch this.
I wanted to watch that one.
This was a young but still very disturbing looking Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe has the most ridiculous scene in that when he reenacts the fucking shootout scene and he's dancing around.
It's
the most over the top. Classically bad, right?
He's never looked ridiculous.
That's true, I guess. Never. But
he was dealt a bad hand. Bro, God did not like his aesthetic opportunities.
He got met face. I'm just going to say it. He got met face.
Eric, we're just... Totally opposite people.
What are you talking about?
That's a great scene in one of the best movies ever.
I've never seen that
movie. You think Boondock Saints is one of the best movies ever? Is that what you're telling me right now?
Not
and
sequel.
We run a video production company together, and you're telling me Boondock Saints is...
Yep.
It's beautiful.
And now
sequel,
it's mine. It's all mine.
The sequel is probably the worst movie ever.
Can someone give me a quick synopsis?
It's about two Irish brothers who find a gun. They find a gun in a gutter.
Okay.
And they decide they're going to rob a bunch of Catholic churches.
Got it.
That's not what it's
for
about.
For what?
Yes,
the collections plate?
And they both got molested and they're going to take revenge on
after they robbed this church store?
Yeah, they robbed the church and then they're like, they bust into the church, right? And they're like, let's get this collection plate. And they get the collection plate. And then
the
they go
like, you're going
to
pay.
They go into the chamber and they're like, oh my God, I just remembered. This is where I got fucked in the butt by that one priest. And like, we got to kill them all.
Oh my God. And then they're like, Eric, do you even know what Boondock Saints is about?
That's what happens.
That's the one with Brad Pitt. You're talking about the one with Brad Pitt and then they go to the fucking the boys' school. And Kevin Bacon is the one that molests them as a priest.
Ooh, I saw that.
That's like Sleepers.
Sleepers, exactly.
Kevin Bacon is in Boondock Saints.
No, he isn't.
There's got to be.
You don't even know
Boondock Saints. At no point did you mention a Boone, a Doc, or a Saint.
Here you go.
I thought it was called Pooncock's Saints.
That was from the other bag.
The most...
That's from the sticky bag.
Stickier bag.
That's my most favorite thing you've ever done. You fucking faker.
What? That's what happens in Boondock Saints, I'm pretty sure.
I'm really excited to watch this movie that I, at this point, have no clue.
Does Morgan Freeman narrate this one, or no?
Yeah,
he narrates the whole thing.
They're in the jail.
And Leonardo DiCaprio is a little boy.
I think Morgan Freeman plays one of the Irish brothers, doesn't he?
Well, Eric.
Macaulay Culkin, is this the one he's in, or that's a good son?
Nothing's good with Macaulay Culkin these days.
Dave, we want your book report on that.
He's a tweaker.
Wait, so I don't just get this free. I can just set it on the shelf.
Oh, we're going to need that
in 4 years when we have you back on this podcast.
A rental.
God.
We're going to need
it. It's a good thing you gave me this and not a book, because I would never, you would never have a book reported.
I have the book. The book version.
It's got to be better though, right?
Yeah, it's always better. Illustrated.
Books always better. Always. Always.
Except for A Song of Fire and Ice. Which we have to talk about because we haven't talked about it once.
We can do without Game of Thrones this time. We can do without it.
No, I want to hear this.
No,
I'm just saying that I think that the movie is probably
okay. Well, if you don't watch Game of Thrones, then we're not interested in talking.
But I like hearing about stuff that I have no clue about.
We only talk about it when the guest is wanting to talk about it.
Who watch Game of Thrones?
All right.
But we have Lane, and he's our Game of Thrones correspondent. He's on season 3.
Oh, okay. Actually, let's have Lane. How about we have Lane play the ukulele out of the Cigar City Comedy Podcast. And thank you, everybody, for listening. CigarCityComedy.com, Champaniac.com. Tell your friends. iTunes and Stitcher.
Come next time. Right. It's horrible. All right, turn it off. Nobody's listening.